श्रीमद् भक्तिविनोद ठाकुर कृते विद्वद् रंजन भाषा भाष्य. दिस इज अ कॉमेंट्री. दिस इज अ पैराफ्रेज इन द फॉर्म ऑफ अ कॉमेंट्री नेम्ड विद्वद् रंजन दैट विच प्लीजेस द लर्नर रिटन बाय श्रीमद् भक्तिविनोद ठाकुर. श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य चंद्रो विजयेत विजयते तमाम. मे श्री श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य चंद्र बी सुप्रीमली विक्टोरियस. मायावात मेघवृत मेघावृत गीतातत्व चंद्रामृत भाष्यकार श्री विद्याभूषण पंचतत्व कृपा बोले प्रकाशिया भूमंडले पूर्णानंद कोयल वितारण. द नेक्टेरियन मून ऑफ द फिलोसफी ऑफ भगवद गीता वॉज कवर्ड ओवर बाय द क्लाउड ऑफ मायावाद. द कॉमेंटेटर श्री विद्याभूषण बाय द स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ द मर्सी ऑफ द पंचतत्व he revealed it to this earth and he has distributed perfect bliss. Tar bhashya anusare gitamrita bhashyakare bhakati vinod kshudrayati vidvadranjan akhya kuriya che bhasha vyakhya Shuddha Bhakti Kuriya Pranati. In accordance with his commentary, in the form of a commentary on the Nectarian Bhagavad Gita, the very insignificant Bhaktivinoda gives an explanation that is a paraphrase named Vidvat Ranjan, having offered obeisances unto the pure devotees. श्री अद्वैत प्रभु हान गीतारत्न महाजान तार पदे साष्टांग प्रणाम एदासे रे कृपा करे मस्तक के चरण धरी शक्ति दाने पूर्ण करुण काम. श्री अद्वैत प्रभु वॉज अ मर्चेंट हु सोल्ड द ज्वेल्स ऑफ भगवद गीता ऑफरिंग माई साष्टांग ओबेसेंसेस टू हिम this and holding his feet on my head. May he give me the full ability to do this work. May he bestow his mercy upon this servant. Advaita Acharya Prabhu was a teacher of Bhagavad Gita.
Is he?
See here, I'll show you. Advaita Acharya used to explain Bhagavad Gita. Comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, but in Chaitanya Bhagavata it's even more clear. He, referring to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also asked Advaita Prabhu to explain Bhagavad Gita as Gita Satya Path and showed special favor to Mukunda. Chaitanya Bhagavata, Madhya Kanta, Chapter 9.
The instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Advaita Acharya.
To explain Bhagavad Gita correctly.
So what he is saying, Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
So therefore he is offering his obeisances unto Advaita Acharya.
He says because Lord Chaitanya instructed.
No, he says he was a Mahajana. Mahajana in Bengali also means a merchant. Nityananda Mahajana, merchant. So he is a merchant selling the jewels of the Bhagavad Gita, which means the correct conclusions of Bhagavad Gita. Then he is going to offer obeisances unto others now. Jagat jive kripa kare jayani lo gaura hare jay shikhalo gita tattva sar tar kripa jadi paye tattva sindhu pare jaye ithe ki sandeho ache yaar. Bestowing his mercy upon the living entities of the universe, he was the one who brought Gaurahari. He was the one who taught the essence of the philosophical teachings of Bhagavad Gita. If I can attain his mercy, then I can cross over the ocean of philosophy. Is there any doubt about this? He Shri Gaura Nityananda, He Advaita Prema Kanda, Lakshmi Vishnu Priya Godadhar, हे जानभावम श्री रूप सनातन हे स्वरूप रामानंद श्री बा श्रीधर आमी अति दीनहीन तब कृपा समीचीन मूढ़े सिद्धि सार दीते पारे कृपा करे विघ्न नाशी प्रकाशिया तत्त राशि देह शक्ति भाष्य रुचि बारे ओ श्री गौर नित्यानंद ओ श्री अद्वैत द रूट ऑफ लव ऑफ गॉड हेड ओ लक्ष्मी एंड विष्णु प्रिया ओ गदाधर ओ जानवा ओ वंशी ओ रूप सनातन ओ स्वरूप ओ रामानंद ओ श्रीवास ओ श्रीधर I am extremely fallen and wretched. Your mercy is needed, and it is. I require your mercy. Your mercy is very powerful. Mudhe siddhisar dite pare. It can give the essence of perfection to the foolish. By your mercy, please destroy. All obstacles and manifest all the truths and please give me the potency to write a commentary. And then he begins. Shraddhavan jeev nichayke avidya shardulir mukh hoite mochan koribar abhipraye arjuner mohan nibaran koribar chal karata parameshwar shri krishna atma tattva nirupika এই গীতা শাস্ত্র উপদেশ করিয়াছেন উইথ দ্য ইন্টেনশন অফ রিলিজিং ফেথফুল লিভিং এন্টিটিস ফ্রম দ্য মাউথ অফ দ্য টাইগ্রস অফ ইগনোরেন্স অন দ্য প্রটেক্সট অফ রিমুভিং অর্জুনস ডিলুশন দ্য সুপ্রিম লর্ড শ্রী কৃষ্ণ হি ইনস্ট্রাক্টেড the scripture Bhagavad Gita which describes the truth of himself ishwar jeev prakriti kal o karma e panchti artho gita upanishad shastre bishad rupe vicharito hoya ache Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala and Karma, these five subjects have been analyzed in great detail in the scripture Gita Upanishad.
One thing I don't understand is, how is Kala analyzed in great detail? Where is that analysis?
11th chapter. It is the force of destruction.
So the only one difference.
Great. For how many verses go, Arjuna experiences the destruction of time.
What
he sees, he's going to destroy. See, first he sees that. Then afterward he asks, who are you? Then he says, I am time, come to destroy. Then afterwards, after that Arjuna begins to offer prayers.
Yeah. Well, it's just a brief mention, right?
No, but you see the effect of that. There's only one statement where Krishna talks about time.
Time I have to destroy.
And in 10th chapter he says, amongst all destroyers I am time.
Okay.
But the effect of time is experienced by Arjuna in great detail there. Maybe 15 verses, 20 verses.
Okay.
So it is an important topic.
Karma, how does it?
Karma comes in many places. Many places, reincarnation, like that, many places. Karma is connected to reincarnation.
Prakriti
comes in third chapter. Comes in. Prakriti, you will see, the acharyas will always bring in these topics.
So that's what I'm asking. So there will be some explicit reference, like that's right. Okay, here is the reference to Prakriti, here is this.
Right? Now, when they start discussing about Prakriti, you will understand. These things will come up, they will come up, they are important. तन्मध्ये विभु चैतन्य ईश्वर अनु चैतन्य जीव सत्व रजस्तमो गुण आश्रय द्रव्य प्रकृति त्रैगुण्य शून्य जड़द्रव्य विशेष काल एवं पुरुष प्रयत्ने निष्पाद्य अदृष्टादिवाच्य कर्म এই প্রকার অর্থ পঞ্চকের লক্ষণ নিরূপিত হইয়াছে। অ্যামংস্ট দেম দ্য অলমাইটি কনশিয়াস দ্য ইনফিনিট কনশিয়াস বিইং ইজ ঈশ্বর, দ্য ইনফিনিটেসিমাল কনশিয়াস বিইং ইজ দ্য জীব, দ্যাট সাবস্টেন্স উইচ ইজ দ্য শেল্টার অফ সত্ত্বগুণ রজোগুণ তমোগুণ ইজ প্রকৃতি, and that special material substance which is free from the three modes is kala, time.
Oh, that's interesting, that's right. The GVV ontology says that also, right? Is time.
I don't remember, he talks about time there, but
that free is from modes, I don't think.
Both are material, both are jada dravyas. But the distinction between Prakriti and Kala is, Prakriti is a shelter of the three modes and time does not have the three modes, no connection with the three modes. Ebam purusha prayatne nishpadya adrishta adivacha karma. And karma is known by expressions such as adrishta, providence. And it is accomplished by the endeavor of the purusha. So here the identifying characteristics of these five subject matters have been presented. Ishwar, Jeev, Prakriti or Kal, a charity nitya. Ishwar, Jeev, Prakriti and Kala are, these four are eternal. Jeev, Prakriti or Kal, Ihara, Ishwara Jeev. Ishwara, Prakriti and Kala are under Ishwara. Karma anadi kintu vinashi. Karma is beginningless, but it is destructible. Samvit swarup ishwar o jeev uhai samvita o asmadartha nirdishta. Ishwara, who is consciousness, and Ishwara and jeeva, who are both consciousness, both of them are also conscious, and they are also indicated by the sense of identity, asmadartha, I-ness, they possess I-ness. Ishwarer o jeever asmadartha rup ahankar chinmoy. The sense of I-ness, the sense of ego in the form of I-ness of Ishwara and Jeeva is spiritual. Taha mahatattva jata ahankar nay. They are not the ahankara which is born from mahatattva. Mahatattva jata ahankara jiv prakriti gata hoile. Prakriti te utpanna hoiya jiv ke ashray kore evam jiv jokhan prakriti mukta hon tokhon oi ahankara prakriti te lin hoy arthat mukta jive sange jayna. That ahankara which is born from mahatattva, when that is found in that ahankar which is found, which is born from mahatattva and which is found in prakriti as connected to the jivas, that is born from prakriti and it takes shelter of the jiva. And when the jiva becomes liberated from prakriti, then that ahankar merges into prakriti. See, that ahankar which is born from mahatattva, it is found in prakriti
in association with the jiva. And
mahatattva and prakriti, how do you differentiate?
Mahatattva is one state of prakriti.
Yeah, means unmanifested state of prakriti. Or pradana is unmanifested state.
Mahatattva means it is one state where it is now manifest. So that ahankar is born from prakriti. It takes shelter of the jiva. And when the living entity becomes liberated from prakriti, then that ahankar merges into prakriti. In other words, it does not go along with the liberated soul. Ishwar o jiv ubhayai karta o bhokta. Both Ishwara and jiva are doers and enjoyers. Bhoktritva shabde anubhavitritva matra. The word bhokta or enjoyer simply refers to experiencer. It only refers to the act of experiencing, that's all. Jyotiyo prakashak rup surjer prakashatver nay samvit hoite samvitrutva siddha hoy tathapi samvidgat vishesh o samvitrgat visheshe parthakya prayukta samvid o samvita parthakya siddha hoy. Though like an illuminator like the sun, like illumination of the sun, and the sun, though it is known that the conscious entity is due to consciousness, still there is the unique feature of consciousness and conscious entity. And because of this distinction, there is a distinction between consciousness and conscious entity. Tattva bhedai kintu nitya vishesh dharmai bhedavat swarup tattva tattva vishesh
power of vishesha vadvacharya.
Yeah, he's explaining it in much simpler language. In truth there is no distinction, but the characteristic of eternal unique feature is having is present itself as if there is a difference. Nitya atayev nitya achintya bheda bheda rup param tattva ei gita shastre upadishto hoye ache. Therefore the eternal philosophy achintya bheda bheda is taught in this gita shastra. Bhed obhaveyo bheda pratiti nitya tattvashrita dharma dharmi bhavadigata swagata bhed nitya anivarja. Even in the absence of difference, there is an appearance of difference which has taken shelter eternally. In truth, the distinction between dharma and dharmi and so on, that is swagata bhed, that is eternally unavoidable. Ei samasta bishayer sukshma vichar gita shastre yathasthane drashtavya. One should look for such fine analysis of all of these subjects in their appropriate places in the Bhagavad Gita.
What is he trying to say here? Swagata bhed, who's
what? Swagata bhed. Internal differences are unavoidable. Ei shastre
means like what? Dharma and dharmi?
The distinction between dharma and dharmi cannot be avoided.
What is dharma and dharmi?
Dharma means
sweetness and sugar and sweetness.
The distinction cannot be avoided. The internal distinctions between them cannot be avoided.
At the same time, there is no distinction. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. So he is simply summarizing what Baladeva Vidyabhushan wrote in even further detail.
Yeah. Just the question is that so when we say Achintya Veda Veda, it applies not just to the Ishvara and Jiva, but it could apply to other aspects of the Ishvara itself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Prabhupada, I have noticed Prabhupada do that.
You know, that's what he's doing, no?
Yes. A shastre jiva.
But then it says that jiva and Ishvara are doers.
Jiva and Ishvara, they are responsible agents.
Then what are the experiences? Doers with experiences.
No.
What is the difference in that particular paradigm there?
No, they are both the doers and experiencers.
Doers
and experiencers. He is just summarizing what Baladeva Vidyabhushan wrote in further detail. A shastre jivaatma paramatma paramatma dham o tat prapti upay swarup sakal. In this scripture, Jivatma, Paramatma, the abode of Paramatma, and the means to attain that abode of Paramatma has been described factually. Jivatma yathatmya hi, Paramatma yathatmya upayogi. Paramatma yathatmya tad upasana upayogi. Evam prakriti kalo karma, srishtikarta parameshwari upakaran swaru, eirup upadishto hiyache. It has been explained. The knowledge of the factual nature of the Jivatma is useful for knowing the factual nature of the Paramatma. And the knowledge of the factual nature of Paramatma is useful for worshipping that Lord. And Prakriti, Kala and Karma have been presented as ingredients of the Supreme Lord who is the Creator. Yathatmya prapti rupai karma jnana o bhakti bhede tri vidha. The means of attaining the supreme knowledge of the means to attain factual knowledge of all of this is of three types: karma, jnana and bhakti. Phalasha o kartritva abhinivesh tyagpurva swadharma anushthan dara hrid vishuddhi hoile jnana o bhakti sadhaner upakar hai. If one gives up the hankering to enjoy the result of material activities, and if one abandons one's identification as the doer, then by engaging in one's swadharma, when one's heart becomes purified, there is one's engagement in jnana and bhakti sadhana are benefited. Atoev paramparakrame karmer tat sadhana upayatva svikrita hoyache. Therefore, karma has been accepted as a means to these sadhanas indirectly. This has been accepted. Mukhya gauna bhede karma dui prakar. Karma is of two types, mukhya and gauna. Arthat, meaning shruti, vihita, hinsa shunya karmai mukhya. That karma which is without violence and which is prescribed in shruti, that is primary. Oh, tad vihita hinsa jukta karmai gauna. And karma which is prescribed in shruti and which is endowed with violence is secondary. Karma dvara hrid vishuddhi krame jnan hoy. Through karma, when the heart becomes purified, then one develops jnana. Sei jnan vishishta hoile bhakti rupe parinato hoy. That jnan, when it is transformed further, then it attains this, the special status known as bhakti. Yatakshan kataksha bhikshan dara kebal chid ekatatver anasandhan hoite thake tatakshan tahar nam jnan. As long as there is a pursuit of the one supreme truth, the exclusively spiritual truth, through kataksha vikshana. Kataksha vikshana means like a glance. Then its name is jnana. Taddara.
What is the definition?
Kataksha vikshana means a glance.
So then, what is he referring to?
He's saying as long as through a glance there is pursuit towards the exclusively spiritual truth, then that pursuit is known as jnana. Taddara, salak.
So glance is bhakti or glance is jnana?
No, wait, he's coming. That then is called jnana. Wait. Taddara salakya sarupya samipya sarshti or sayujyadi prapti. Through that one attains salakya sarupya samipya sarshti sayujya and so on. Jakhan oigyaner paripak avasthai nirvamesha vikshan rup anusandhane rudai khai takhan chideka tattvagata chidvaichitriya leela rasa visheshashrita krodikrita salakyadi shuddha bhakti swarupe Bhagavat Varivasyadi Lath Rup Sarvottam Purushartha Tattvodai Hoy. And when that jnana matures, fully matures, and there is pursuit in the form of unblinking glance, unblinking vision, then one attains that exclusively spiritual truth, but more than that, one specifically attains special types of rasas connected to spiritually variegated pastimes of that supreme truth. And naturally one automatically attains salokya and so on. This is attainment of service to the Supreme Lord and so on. That means dasya and so on, which is of the nature of Shuddha Bhakti. And this is the highest purushartha. Jnana o bhaktir evatra prabhe. This alone is the distinction between jnana and bhakti. Okay, this is what he is trying to, and this is what he is saying. This is first of all a paraphrase from Baladeva Vidyabhushan. Through the process of jnana, first of all, whenever you hear about karma, you should understand jnana and bhakti are included in it. Otherwise, karma cannot function. Similarly, whenever you hear about jnana, you should understand bhakti is included in it. Okay. So, through jnana, one attains liberation. There has to be the touch of bhakti in it. But one attains liberation, one is aiming at liberation. Now, through bhakti, one attains much more than that. One attains full-fledged rasa, prema bhakti rasa, which one does not attain by jnana. By jnana, you only attain Vaikuntha, and you can serve the Supreme Lord, not necessarily in full prema bhakti also. Okay. So that is considered to be, like he compares it to glance. You glance at someone like this. Then there is the unblinking glance, uninterrupted direct experience of the Supreme Lord. And this is, here we are talking of interrupted glance of the Supreme Lord. So this is a distinction in prema bhakti and moksha. That is what is described here.
But then that blinking glance is also achieved through karma, jnana is still right?
Through jnana.
With
bhakti, without
mature,
bhakti.
With your jnana. Is that wrong?
No, that is attainment of prema bhakti rasa.
Unblinking glance.
Yeah. This is simply a distinction between attaining, see, there is impersonal liberation, there is personal liberation, and there is love of God. These three are different.
Okay.
These three are different. There is something more than liberation. There is something more than personal liberation also. In personal liberation, you are just concerned how to get out of material existence. But there is a lot more than that. There is, once one attains selfless affection for the Supreme Lord, then there is exchange of prema bhakti rasa. Now that is completely different.
But that prema bhakti rasa is refers to both Vaikuntha and Goloka.
It may be in Vaikuntha.
So Vaikuntha residents have prema bhakti rasa. What is it?
Only those who exclusively desire Lord Narayana's pleasure experience prema bhakti rasa.
There is some category of jivas.
Yeah, there are. It's quite rare. It's quite rare.
So, otherwise, what else will they desire? Opulence. What is it?
Yeah, they want to be in Vaikuntha.
They want to be in Vaikuntha.
Yeah.
Salokya.
Yeah. They have no desire for sense enjoyment. No, they don't have any material desires. But they desire, they have spiritual desires.
Salokya, salokya is also spiritual desire?
Yeah.
Oh, it means you serve also. What is the use of sarupya without serving? That's understood, right?
Yeah, they accept service to the Supreme Lord, no doubt about it. They have devotion. Rupa Goswami says that they have a little bit of prema. Their desire for prema is little.
That's what I'm saying. So how did you get this full prema among you? That's what I'm saying.
You can. Why?
Who is the example of that?
Vishwaksena.
Where is it mentioned?
Where is it mentioned?
That they have full prema.
I know in the Sri Vaishnava group they say that Vishwaksena appeared as Shatakopa, Nammalvar, and Nammalvar exhibited this exclusive prema.
Bro,
What did the books are you buying?
I don't want them. I periodically give books which I don't require.
What do they do? They're forcing it on them or they want it?
They'll anyway keep it, they have a library. The distinction between Prema Bhakti and Moksha is something that we should understand clearly. So we don't want just liberation. Lord Chaitanya, when he says, that's why he says, Mama Janmani Janmani. He doesn't want that. He wants simply to please, he wants a loving relationship with the Supreme Lord. That loving relationship can happen anywhere in the material world, spiritual world, wherever. That is how they think.
But then we say Mukti and Bhakti are two witches.
That is why we say that.
Even this also considered a witch.
Yeah. But it is not, Rupa Goswami says that this is not so much. Wait, I'll show you.
Mahabharata. Who's Mahabharata?
Yeah. First of all, he gives so many. Okay, here it is. Atra atyajya tayai vokta mukti panchavidha api che salokyadis tathapyatra bhaktya nati virudhyate. Even though mukti of all the five types has been stated to be that which is worthy of rejection, Salokya and the others don't contradict bhakti too much. Sukhaishwaryottara seyam prema sevottara ityapi salokya dvidha tatra nadya seva dusham mata. There are two types of personal liberation. One in which the focus is more on the happiness that comes from the opulence of Vaikuntha. And the second is the happiness is more in loving service to the Supreme Lord. The first type is not acceptable to those who are of the second type. Kintu premaika madhurya jusha ekantino harau naivangi kurvate jatu muktim pancha vidham api. But for those who are exclusively enamored by the sweetness of exclusive love of Godhead unto Lord Hari, they do not even accept the five types of liberation, whatever it may be. Tatrapi ekantinam sreshtha govinda hritamanasa yesham shrisha prasadopi manohartum na shaknuya. And amongst those persons who have exclusive desire to only serve the Supreme Lord in love of Godhead, amongst them those whose hearts have been those whose minds have been captivated by Lord Govinda, they are such that even the blessings of the husband of the goddess of fortune cannot captivate their hearts. Siddhanta tasto bhedepi shrisha krishna swarupayo raseno krishyate krishna rupamesha rasasthiti. Even though by siddhanta Siddhantatastu Abhedepi. Even though by Siddhanta, there is no distinction between the forms of the husband of the goddess of fortune and Krishna, by Rasa, the form of Krishna is excels the form of the husband of goddess of fortune. This is a calculation of Rasa. So
what he's saying, so there are two types. One is
there are ultimately three types.
That he's saying very clearly, right?
Yeah, very distinct and clear. There are those who want more moksha, less prema. That's one type. Then higher than them are those who want less moksha, more prema. Then highest are those who don't want moksha at all and only want prema. And amongst that category, those who are focused on Lord Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, are superior to those who are focused on the Lord's expansions.
Oh, even in exclusive prema also.
When we say Krishna devotee is superior to Vishnu devotee, we are only talking of that category. Otherwise, you cannot compare a pure devotee of Narayana who desires exclusively to serve Lord Narayana with the mixed devotee of Krishna.
But that will make that distinction within that prema.
No, he says it very clear.
Where is he? Where is he saying that?
Tatrapi ekantinam shreshtha govinda hritamanasa. Amongst the ekanta bhaktas, those who have been captivated by Lord Govinda are best. And their hearts cannot be captivated by the blessings of the husband of the goddess of fortune.
Among the saints, that as a class he says,
clearly,
among the ekanta bhaktas.
Tatra api, even amongst them. He is very clear in what he is saying.
There is good classification to explain. So, first two are Vaikuntha, third is also Vaikuntha. Fourth is Golokha.
Sorry?
There are three broad categories. Only 3A. No, only 3B is, we are 3B, we are supposed to be 3B.
What is 3B?
1, 2, 3, 3A is Vaikuntha, pure Ekanta Bhaktas who like Narayana.
What is this? What is this? Hari Bol Kutte, got it. Okay, what is that verse number? I'll take it out. This is 31. The numbering is different. Yeah. Here it comes as 20 in Hari Bol Kutte edition.
Check
Jiva Goswami, Govindaha Shri Gokulendraha. Govinda refers to the Prince of Gokula. Upalakshana Tvena Shri Dwarakanathopi Shrishaha Parama Vyoma Adhipaha. And by extension, it includes the Lord of Dwaraka also.
What includes?
Govinda includes the Lord of Sri Dwaraka also.
Oh, that's what Rupa is clarifying. Rupa Goswami.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas the husband of the goddess of fortune is the Lord of the spiritual sky, which is Narayana.
He's saying that.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Tatrapi ekantinam nana avatara bhaktanam madhye govindaha shri gokulendraha tena hritamanasa shreshta shrishaha param paravyoma ishaha mahanarayanaha tasya api prasadaha anugraha. Saying yes, amongst exclusive devotees of the various incarnations, those who are attracted to the Prince of Sri Gokula, they are the best. That Jiva Goswami only says, Vishwanath Chakravarti is silent about it. Shrisha, the Lord of Shri, refers to the lord of the spiritual sky, which refers to Mahanarayana.
But Rupa Goswami himself has given a commentary.
Sorry?
Rupa Goswami himself has given a commentary.
No.
No?
Jiva Goswami. Okay, why did we go there? To distinguish between moksha and prema.
Yeah. So in the Rupa Goswami clearly says, although it is said that we are against moksha, these kinds are not so much against bhakti, right?
They don't, the personal liberations do not completely contradict bhakti.
Completely, that's what the expression that you
use. Na ati viruddhyate.
Ati viruddhyate.
Na ati viruddhyate.
It's not excessively forced.
Atra tyajya taya eva ukta muktihi panchavidha api chet salokya adihi tatha api atra bhaktya na ati viruddhyate. Even though the five types of mukti has been stated here, because before this he gave a whole series of verses that show that pure devotees reject liberation from so many places in Bhagavatam and so on. So he says, even though the five types of liberation have been described as worthy of rejection, still the ones beginning salokya, that means excluding sayujya, four personal liberations, they don't completely contradict, they don't excessively contradict bhakti.
Excessively contradict.
Because they, you know, both of them can coexist, but you cannot have merging in Brahman and engagement in prema seva. Therefore, Gita Shastrair Pratham Choya Adhyaye ईश्वरांश जीवेर ज्ञान ओ निष्काम कर्म साध्य अंशी ईश्वरेर भजन उपयोगी
प्रदर्शित
डिस्टिंग्विशिंग बिटवीन अटेनमेंट ऑफ प्रेम भक्ति एज बीइंग सुपीरियर टू अटेनमेंट ऑफ मियर personal moksha.
Okay, that's what he said. Within that is a distinction. That's what he's saying. No, it's Narayana glance. You see that?
You are confusing between Bhaktirasam as a Sindhu and this book.
No, see the glance is what he's talking about.
See, one is just a glance and one is unblinking glance.
Yeah.
So unblinking glance you attain the rasas of prema bhakti that are connected to various spiritual variegated pastimes, which includes salokya and so on automatically.
You're sure? Because it says here Narayana Sankirtan.
Where? Not here.
It says.
Nowhere here. I'll read it out again for you. Jatakhan kataksha vikshan dara keval chiteka tattva ranasanthan vaite thake tatakhan tahar nam gyan tad dara salokya sarupya samipya sashti o sayujyadi prapti. যখন ওই জ্ঞানের পরিপাক অবস্থায় নির্নিমেষ বীক্ষণ রূপ অনুসন্ধানের উদয় হয় তখন চিদ এক তত্ত্বগত চিদ বৈচিত্র্য লীলা রস বিশেষ আশ্রিত ক্রোড়ীকৃত সালোক্যাদি শুদ্ধ ভক্তি স্বরূপে ভগবৎ বরিবস্যাদি লাভ রূপ সর্বোত্তম পুরুষার্থ তত্ত্বোদয় হয় জ্ঞান ও ভক্তির এইমাত্র প্রভেদ. This is the distinction between jnana and bhakti. Jnana leads to moksha, bhakti leads to prema.
Okay, then after he says no, then the glance will come.
The glance already came.
Where?
He said, when he described jnana, he said that is pursuit comparable to kataksha vikshana, like a sidelong glance. Whereas, this pursuit of bhakti is comparable to nirnimesha vikshana, unblinking glance.
There is no Narayana.
One can attain love of Narayana, one can attain love of Rama, one can attain love of Dwarakanath. But again, you should always remember, there is three. The only distinction is, if one wants to attain Goloka Vrindavan, you need to have exclusive love of Godhead without any desire for liberation.
But, yeah, but even the others also.
No, you can go to Vaikuntha even if you have little desire.
You can go to Vaikuntha, but you cannot go to Goloka.
You cannot go.
Yeah. But in Vaikuntha, there are categories of.
There are all three.
Yeah.
All three are there. But in Goloka Vrindavan, there is only one.
Only one.
And therefore, Krishna exhibits himself fully. You understand? Krishna reveals his personality corresponding to the degree of the love of Godhead. That is why it is said he reveals himself fully amongst the gopis of Vrindavan. Because their love of Godhead is not only the purest, it is also the highest amongst the purest. Sakshat manmatha manmathana. Therefore, he reveals himself to the fullest extent during the Rasalila. Everything is manifested at that. Gita Shastre Pratham Chaya Adhaye Ishwaramsha Jivir Gyan O Nishkam Karma Sadhya Angshi Ishwarer Bhajan Upayogi Swarup Pradarshita Hoyyache. In the first six chapters of the scripture Bhagavad Gita, knowledge of the living entity who is an Amsha of Ishwara, as well as the nature of that which is beneficial for worship of the Supreme Lord, who is the source of the living entity, and that is accomplished through Nishkama Karma. This has been shown. Madhya Chhoy Adhyaye Param Praptya Prapani Tan Mahima Buddhi Purvika Bhakti Rupadesh Drishtahoy. In the middle six chapters, we notice descriptions of instructions on bhakti, which should be engaged after one attains a conception of his greatness. And this engagement in bhakti, that will lead to the final goal. So the idea is, the immediate goal is realization of the Jivatma, but the final goal is realization of the Supreme Lord. Ebang
antyashvanyara.
First of all, to realize the living entity, one has to engage in nishkama karma, and then he develops that jnana with which he attains self-realization. Then in the middle six chapters, one engages in pure bhakti, then he attains God realization. Evam antya chhoy adhyaye purvokta ishwaradi tattver parishodhita swarup siddhanta varnan purvok charame shuddha bhaktir pratipatti pradarshita hoyyache. And in the final six chapters, after describing the conclusions of the natures of Ishwara and other entities, having clarified this subject matter, finally, the establishment of Shuddha Bhakti has been presented. Shraddhalu Saddharmanishtha Vijitendriya Bhakti Ehi Shastrer Adhikari. The person who is qualified for this scripture is one who has faith, Shraddhalu, who is fixed in spiritual dharma, Saddharma, Saddharmanishtha, and whose senses are fully under control, Vijitendriya. Sanishtha Parinishthita or Nirapeksha Bhede Uhara Tribhita. There are three types. Svanishtha, Parinishthita and Nirapeksha.
So you see, the last six chapters deal with Shuddha Bhakti.
The last six chapters clarifies the nature of Ishwara and the other truths, which have been brought up in the previous 12 chapters. But after that, finally it establishes it establishes Shuddha Bhakti.
So it's not just jnana, last six chapters. It clarifies what and finally establishes Shuddha Bhakti. That's 18 chapter, I think, no?
That is why he says finally. Swargadi Loka Darshan Vasana Sahakare Nishthar Sahit Bhagavad Archan Rup Swadharmer Acharan Kari Sanishtha. Who is a Sanishtha? A Sanishtha is one who has the desire to see places such as the heavenly planets, and with Nishtha, with faith, he is engaged in worship of the Supreme Lord through engagement in his own Swadharma. Loka Sangraha Vanchai Swadharma Acharan Purvak Hari Bhakti Nirata Purushai Parinishthita. That person who is absorbed in Hari Bhakti, after engaging in his Swadharma with a desire to benefit the public, is a Parinishthita. Tat ubhayai ashramashrita. Both of them have taken shelter of some ashrama. Or satya tapo japa adi dwara vishuddha chitta ekanta haribhaktai nirapeksha or nirashram. And that person whose heart has become pure by speaking the truth through austerities, through engagement of japa and so on, and who is exclusively engaged in Hari Bhakti, is nirapeksha and he is without any ashrama. Shri Krishna Lakshan Parameshwarai Vachya Evam Tadukta Gita Shastrai Vachak. The Supreme Lord, characterized as Shri Krishna, is the subject matter of this book, Vachya. And the Bhagavad Gita that he spoke, that is the Vachaka, that is the book that describes him. Shri Krishna Tattvai Ehi Shastrair Ekmatra Vishai. The truth of Shri Krishna is the singular subject matter of this scripture. Evam Ashesha Klesha Nibritti Purvak Shri Krishna Tattva Sakshatkarai Ehi Shastrair Ekmatra Prayojan. And the only prayojana, goal of this scripture is to first of all free one from all miseries and then bring one to direct experience of the truth of Shri Krishna. Okay, we'll stop with that. This introduction is over.
Next proper.
That we'll do next class.
Tomorrow. Proper 40 pages.